Halt to harm. Shirley went into the cafe and sat down at the bar. She ordered ham and eggs, paid the bill, and put her handbag on the next stool. After she returned to home, she realized that she had taken the wrong bag. She checked the bag and found a handful of coins and a matchbox with a telephone number and some strange handwriting on it. She tried to hammer out a solution. Just then, she heard someone hammering at her door. She halted before reaching for the handle. It was her neighbor, who wanted to borrow a hammer. She dialed the number written on the matchbox, and a man answered the phone. When she told the man what had happened, there was a halt at the other end of the phone. When the man asked her to take the bag to a boat in the harbor, the minute Shirley arrived, three men jumped at her and bound her with a rope. The men took the bag and went away. Shirley forced herself to become hardened and try to think out a way to handle the situation, because she didn't want to be harmed. She looked around and found some hardware on a table nearby. That's handy, she thought, and managed to move herself near the table. She started to cut the rope with the tool. It was a hardship, but she hammered away at it. Finally, she freed herself. She knew the men were still nearby, so she harbored herself in the boat until darkness came. In the end, she escaped and came to no harm.